听力课堂，听 class.com。
洪恩环境英语终极篇。
Intermediate, Part 1.
Lesson 7. Listen and repeat.
It's my sandwich. It's mine.
It's your salad. It's yours.
It's his diet soda.It's his.
It's her coffee. It's hers.
It's our pizza. It's ours.
It's their fruit juice. It's theirs.
Now listen to this dialogue between two hungry customers and a bad waiter.
It's been a long time since we ordered. Where's our waiter?
Sorry to keep you people waiting. Now, who gets the cheese sandwich?
Here, that's mine.
And the salad? Is that yours too?
No, that's his.
And the soda is his too, right?
No, that's hers.
Right. Anything else?
What's that dessert those people are having?
Whose dessert?
Theirs.
Where?
Don't you see their dessert?
Oh, theirs. That's banana cream pie.If you want some, you can give me your dessert order later.
Now listen to the dialogue again and repeat each line. Ready? Let's begin.
It's been a long time since we ordered. Where's our waiter?
Sorry to keep you people waiting.Now, who gets the cheese sandwich?
Here. That's mine.
And the salad? Is that yours too?
No, that's his.
And the soda is his too, right?
No, that's hers.
Right. Anything else?
What's that dessert those people are having?
Whose dessert?
Theirs.
Where?
Don't you see their dessert?
Oh, theirs. That's banana cream pie. If you want some, you can give me your dessert order later.
Now you're going to play the part of a waiter or a waitress. You hear, for example, the chicken salad is for him. And you say, the chicken salad is his. You hear, the diet soda is for her. And you say, the diet soda is hers. Ready? Begin.
The chicken salad is for him.
The chicken salad is his.
The diet soda is for her.
The diet soda is hers.
The soup is for you.
The soup is yours.
The cake is for them.
The cake is theirs.
The sandwiches are for us.
The sandwiches are ours.
The pizza is for me.
The pizza is mine.
Now something a little different. You hear, it's my cheese sandwich. And you say, it's mine. Or you hear, It's our coffee. And you say, it's ours. Try to do this as quickly as possible. Ready? Let's begin. It's my cheese sandwich.
It's mine.
It's our coffee.
It's ours.
It's your chicken salad sandwich.
It's yours.
It's his pizza.
It's his.
It's her dessert.
It's hers.
It's their tea.
It's theirs.
Now listen to this conversation. A family recently moved to a new house. The father is opening a box of things from the old house. But he doesn't know who to give the things to. His wife and two of his 10 children try to help him.
Okay, now that the box is open, let's see what's in it. Here's a dictionary. Whose is it?
It's Peter's.
No, it's Mary's.
Right, and that baseball is Thomas's.
Whose radio is this?
It's Bobby's. And the basketball is Joan's, I think.
No, Mom, it's Ellen's.
Whose baby pictures are these?
They're Richard's.
No, they're John's.
I think they're Freddie's.
You're all wrong. They're Laura's baby pictures.
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat the sentences. Ready? Let's go.
Okay, now that the box is open, let's see what's in it. Here's a dictionary. Whose is it?
It's Peter's.
No, it's Mary's.
Right. And that baseball is Thomas's.
Whose radio is this?
It's Bobby's. And the basketball is Joan's, I think.
No, Mom. It's Ellen's.
Whose baby pictures are these?
They're Richard's.
No, they're John's.
I think they're Freddie's.
You're all wrong. They're Laura's baby pictures.
Now let's do some pronunciation practice. This will help you pronounce the possessive forms of people's names. First, listen and repeat these names and their possessive forms.
Peter. Peter's.
Bobby. Bobby's.
John. John's.
Mary. Mary's.
Joan. Joan's.
Freddy. Freddy's.
Laura. Laura's.
Now listen and repeat these names that end in S. Notice how they are pronounced in the possessive form.
Charles. Charles's.
Thomas. Thomas's.
Francis. Francis's.
Boris. Boris's.
Douglas. Douglas's.
Okay, now you're going to make some sentences with possessive forms. For example, you hear John, car. And you say,
It's John's car.
Ready? Let's begin. John. Car.
It's John's car.
Charles. Script.
It's Charles's script.
Philip. Basketball.
It's Philip's basketball.
Douglas. Sports car.
It's Douglas's sports car.
Mary. Last name.
It's Mary's last name.
Laura. Baby picture.
It's Laura's baby picture.
Thomas. Radio.
It's Thomas's radio.
To finish this lesson, let's do one more exercise. I say, That's my chair. And you say, That chair is mine. I say, That's his script. And you say, That script is his. Ready? Begin. That's my chair.
That chair is mine.
That's his script.
That script is his.
That's my pipe.
That pipe is mine.
That's your sweater.
That sweater is yours.
That's our house.
That house is ours.
That's his teacher.
That teacher is his.
That's their pizza.
That pizza is theirs.
That's her blouse.
That blouse is hers.
This is the end of Lesson 7.